This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That funny, Jim?
It is. Da-dum, 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 da-dum.
Hey, good morning. Good night. Did I blow people out with that?
No, I'm fine.
Okay,
but then like, again, I can't hear very well from last week when you did that.
Sound like my mic was a little too hot, and I just yelled into it. Let me start over.
You ever do that when you laugh?
Yeah.
You just laugh like, yeah. I think I just laughed just a little too loud.
Yeah. Let me start over with that. Welcome to the program, everybody, to Trivia Friday. Thanks for being with us.
Low Energy Tim
okay,
is
low
here
energy
with
Tim.
You.
We've got Smooth Jazz coming up.
Ed Vitagliano about to putt on the fifth hole.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
But who's the other guy over there?
J.J. Jasper. We're
hey,
back.
I've missed you guys.
Well, where you
missed
been?
You too.
You've been traveling?
Yes. Last night, I was at the Women's Hope Center in Clarksdale, Mississippi, pregnancy center. Full crowd, wonderful folks. Met so many nice people. Last week, Batesville, Arkansas, Alpha Center for the same thing, their annual fundraiser for the pregnancy center. Vicksburg, Mississippi, the week before that. Just a whole lot of traveling lately.
Yeah,
Colorado Springs a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Tell people, by the way, when are you going to be on James Dobson's Family Talk show? You went out there to record that, right?
Melanie and I went out there about a little over a week ago, and they said that they recorded it, and they said they would air it in about 2 weeks. So they're going to let us know, and when they do, we'll make sure mention an IFR.
And if people want to invite you to come be the speaker at their banquet or event, how do they do that?
Oh, thank you. They can go to jjjasper.com. Usually don't get this busy, but every Thursday night in October, every Thursday night in November has been Pregnancy Center annual fundraisers, and everyone except one exceeded their goal. So praise God for that.
Amen. Hey, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Here's how we play this game. We call it a game, but it's really serious business because it helps you become better, as Ed says, a more betterer person.
That's right.
And so
we guarantee it.
Or as Justin Wilson would say, we guarantee.
Guarantee.
All right, here we go. We ask three questions each, trivia questions, and then we ask you to call in and answer and or ask a trivia question yourself. So it's an interactive game.
Yes, it is. We expect some interaction here.
Right.
We don't want our class, our students just sitting back and being spectators.
No.
Jump in.
We give, and then we give some more. And we give again, and we're expecting you to give back some here. So
it's called participation, folks. Come on now.
What's the number? Isn't there like a phone number they need to call?
Let me give the phone
number.
First of all, this is Trivia Friday, but it's also
Learning University.
On American Family Radio. Here's the phone number. Is that the phone number right there? Here's the phone number. After 10 years, you'd think I'd have it memorized, but no. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. One day I'm going to give my Social Security number.
My PIN number is.
I don't even have LifeLock either.
Hey, can I jump in here? If there's ever a grid crash and our cell phones go down, we won't be able to call our spouse. Does anybody know any numbers anymore? You won't be able to call your mom or your children.
I know one or two. I know my wife's number, but that's it.
My wife's number, and I sometimes can remember my kids' numbers.
But they're all just programmed, and you just hit their name, and nobody really has the number memorized
that
anymore.
That is funny. You wouldn't. I don't know what.
No, you're right.
I've had to look up my own number on my phone before.
You're right about that. Here's the phone number to reach us here on Trivia Friday. And please, if you called and gotten on the air in the last 4 weeks, do not call because we have a waiting period and we want as many new people to get on the air as possible. 888-589-8840. Professor Ed, what are your three questions?
Thank you, Professor Tim, Dean Tim. Here are my three questions. I told the listeners last week that I'm using up all my baseball questions now that the World Series is over. So here's one. Which oddball Detroit Tigers pitcher was nicknamed the Bird.
Got it.
Which oddball Detroit Tigers pitcher was nicknamed the Bird? You know a lot about baseball. I figured you would. All right. In what? Here's the second question. In what year did the U.S. Air Force become a separate branch of the military? In what year did the U.S. Air Force become a separate branch of the military? Bible question. In the book of Acts, there was an apostle named Barnabas. What does the name Barnabas mean?
All right. What do you got over there, Professor JJ?
Here's what I've got. I've got a baseball question as well. What baseball team suffered from the curse of the Bambino? What baseball team suffered from the curse of the Bambino?
Second question. I had that one time, too, when I ate at a Japanese restaurant. It was terrible.
But it could have happened at a Mexican restaurant.
Yes, that's right.
Or Chilean restaurant.
That's right.
Or an Australian restaurant. You're not picking on any ethnic.
No, that is true.
You can go on a mission trip and get the Montezuma's Bambino
Montezuma's
curse.
Yeah.
Montezuma's revenge.
So what baseball team suffered from the curse of the Bambino? Question number two. A person described as a towhead has what color hair?
That's a good question.
Third question.
So that's not an insult?
No, it's not an insult.
Okay.
True or false? For the third question.
Look at that towhead.
You towhead.
Albert. You towhead. Just shut up, you towhead. Yeah, that sounds like an
that
insult.
Is not the salad fork, you towhead.
Yeah, you towhead.
Yeah, somebody says that, and your knee-jerk reaction is to say, your mama.
Right.
Yeah. You want to retaliate.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Joe. Joe who? Joe mama.
Here's the.
That's my a good knock-knock right there. We use that in fifth grade.
Here's my third question. It's true or false?
Why do I remember that? I don't know.
That's probably all you remember from the fifth grade.
Go ahead, JJ.
Albert Einstein never learned to drive a car. Is that true or false? True or false, Albert Einstein never learned to drive a car. True or false?
Some genius.
Is that it? All right, here are my three. What's number one? Hey, by the way, we are going to hear this sound when the mystery question is answered correctly. That is the beloved cowbell there.
Yes. So and one of these nine questions, you mean,
we'll
is a mystery question?
Somebody answers the question, we'll ring that bell, and that means they've won a prize.
Yes.
And here's my first question. Name the world's biggest island. Name the world's biggest island. And I'll give you a hint. It's not Gilligan's. Number two, Johnny's mother. Now, I got a couple riddles. I'm changing things up. I don't want to be just...
You don't want to be predictable.
I know. I'm changing things up this week. I got a couple of riddles for you. Here's my second question, and it's a riddle. Johnny's mother had three children. The first child was named April. The second child was named May. What was the third child's name? Everybody got that?
Yeah.
You better do it again.
All right. Johnny's mother had three children. The first child was named April. The second child was named May. What was the third child's name?
That's a good one. And by the way, I know you're not predictable, even though you wear the same hat every day.
Yeah, I do, and I have been, and because I'm frugal, Ed.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you talked about changing it up a little bit.
Yeah, I have a collection of hats, so about five, but I do wear the same one. We're human. We get trapped in these habits, don't we? Go ahead, JJ.
You talked about changing it up a little bit. This would be a good time to take care of some business. Here at Learning University, if you are troubled by the outcome of the election, we are providing service dogs, and you do not have to take the midterm if you're discouraged or if you're overwhelmed by sadness about the election. Right. No midterms for you,
okay.
And we're going to get
you. Or if you just don't feel safe.
Yeah, if you just don't. If you just feel bad about yourself.
We're renting puppies.
Yeah, if you feel bad about the election, we want to help.
And because, bless their hearts. Here's my third and final. It's another riddle. And here is the question. Listen carefully. Well, I don't care if you listen carefully or not. I'm just asking you, if you want to have a chance, you're going to need to listen. A farmer has five haystacks in one field and four haystacks in another. How many haystacks would he have if he combined them all in one field? Did y'all get that?
Sounds a little too easy.
Listen. Yes.
Slow it down.
A farmer. Pause. Had five haystacks in one field and four haystacks in another. How many haystacks would he have if he combined them all in one field? Everybody got that?
We got it.
All right, let's move on, Professor Ed, and see what intellectual stimuli lies ahead.
All right, we go to the great state of Oklahoma. Robert is on the line. Robert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, I'd like to do both.
Okay, good. Robert is moving it right along. No chit-chat.
Yeah,
you know, just
right
go right
to it.
Right to it. All right, which question you want to take a shot at, Robert?
His first riddle, the kid's name.
All right,
here's the question. Johnny's mother had three children. The first child was named April. The second child was named May. What was the third child's name, Robert?
Is Johnny?
Johnny!
Yay. There you go.
Yeah. That was, you know, that's
Trixie. That's Trixie.
Yeah, right. That's a middle of the road difficulty, but you got it.
You got up before breakfast this morning, didn't you, Robert?
Johnny, you got one for us, brother?
I called before I ever heard any of the questions, so I was hoping there's something I'd be able to answer.
Well, you had confidence in yourself. That's important.
Yes.
Ed and I have written a book on that. Believing in yourself. Okay? We'll send it to you. I'll send you a copy of it.
Okay.
All right?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
My question is a three-point question. I'm going to tell you a Bible verse, and you get a point for the right book, the right chapter, and the right verse.
All right, go ahead.
Identify it.
Fire away.
All right. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made, so they are without excuse.
All right.
Hold on. Let's talk amongst ourselves.
Sounds like
don't
Peter.
Answer us yet.
First, Peter.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves. No, it's
Romans.
It's Romans chapter 1.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 1. I'm thinking of Peter where it says he's given us everything we need for life and godliness, and it's got some of that same language, but you're right. It is
Romans.
Romans
1. Yeah. I knew that, but I don't know what verse.
I'm going to just...
18:19.
Yeah, it's right let me see. His wrath is revealed from his own righteousness. I'll say 20.
20. We're going to say
20. We're going to say
verse
20.
Romans 1:20.
Got it. All 3 points.
Wow.
Ed, I mean, I pitched in with you right there.
Romans 1.
Hey,
this is a team effort, man.
Yeah, well, no, JJ didn't pitch in at all.
At first I was thinking Old Testament, yeah, so I'm glad held back a little bit. Way to go, guys.
Yeah. Well, Robert, thank you, brother. Appreciate you calling. Right. Have a good one.
Thank you.
That's Robert from Oklahoma. See how easy that is, folks? Just call in and answer a question and ask us.
Oh, and you know what? We normally don't mock people if they don't get the question right.
Normally,
we don't.
It depends on how far they are off.
It's hardly risky at all for our students.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Where do we go next, Professor Ed?
Well, we're going to go to Texas now. We're going to go to John in Texas. Welcome to the program, John.
Good morning, fellas. You know, I only get to listen to y'all one time a month anyway, and this happens to be my day.
Really?
Well, how come only once a month?
John, is that part of community service? Why are they making you listen once a month?
Well, I drive from Waco to Gatesville for a board meeting, and I can only do it, just do it one Friday per month, and so this is my day to listen to y'all on the way.
I
enjoy y'all's show so much.
Well, John, I appreciate it. I don't see how you can listen as excited as I would be about going to a board meeting.
Yeah.
It's pretty boring.
John, unfortunately, since you're only able to listen sporadically like that, you're not going to earn a degree, but you can put this down for continuing education.
That's right. Or if you do earn a degree, it's going to take you 20 years, John.
Yeah, really.
Hey, once you got that sheepskin up on the wall, nobody can take it away from you.
Ask, answer, or both, John.
I want to do both, and I want to answer the one about the Air Force.
All right, here's the question for those just tuning in. In what year did the U.S. Air Force become a separate branch of the military? What say you, John?
It's the same year that we switched from the War Department to the Department of Defense in 1947.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Way
good.
To go.
Man, that's a good
very
military.
Good. Boy, our listeners, two for two, just coming out of the chute, answering questions.
So what happened there? John, tell us what happened there exactly.
Well, after the World War II, we created the Joint Chiefs of Staff because during World War II, each service had its own chief, and they didn't have a collective body, and so they kind of competed one with the other. If you'll think about in the Pacific, you know, Douglas MacArthur and Nimitz had to work together, but neither one of them was led by a group of generals. So after the war, they decided we need to change things around and separate out the Army Air Corps to be an independent service, and then created the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
And that was in view of the fact that we knew by that time we were going to be facing the Soviets worldwide.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
Good trivia.
John, what's your question for us?
Well, it's a military question also, and I'm an old retired Special Forces guy. So,
thank you for your service.
Oh, I'm honored to serve. The Green Berets, the Special Forces, traces its lineage to two units during World War II. Name one of them.
Wait now. Repeat the question again.
Yes. U.S. Army Special Forces, the Green Berets,
yeah,
traces its lineage to two units during World War II. Name one of them.
Okay, now, John, we're just going to talk amongst ourselves, so don't say yay or nay. Yeah.
Now, Ed, I'm thinking with the background you've got, your great-great-grandfather was a pilot during Civil War, wasn't he? So you should know this.
Actually, none of my grandparents were even in this country.
His dad was a Marine.
My great-great-grandfather on the Italian side was probably surrendering during whatever war the Italians were involved in at that time. I think... We're just talking amongst ourselves. There was some sort of underwater demolition group. Now I know that I think the Navy SEALs come from that, but I'm wondering if like that was a special forces that then every branch wanted to have some sort of.
I think we don't.
I've got no clue. Right. Let's go with.
I'm just going to go with this underwater demolition group. I don't remember the name.
No, it's we're talking Army.
Right.
Special Forces, the term Special Forces is the official designation of the U.S. Army Green Berets. Everything else is Special Operations Forces.
Okay.
The answer to the question is the Office of Strategic Services, the OSS, and the Devil's Brigade, which is the first Special Forces Special Service Force combination of Canadian and U.S. military.
Okay, good history lesson.
Where do the Rangers fall in there?
Rangers were started by Darby during World War II, and the Rangers are a special operations force now existent under the Special Operations Command, which all special operations forces of services are under the Special Operations Command, but only the U.S. Army Green Berets is officially designated Special Forces.
That's very interesting.
I'm glad I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
Right there.
Absolutely.
for more reasons than just this,
That was good. That was good. Good stuff. Thank you, John.
Thanks,
appreciate
John.
It, brother.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a great day.
You too. And we do appreciate the service of all our listeners who have family and friends in the military. You're listening to Today's Issues. It's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Somebody, learning.
That's what kept him out of the Army Rangers, right there, back in the day.
You either have flat
feet and talking like a girl. Both of them will keep you out of the Army back in the day. Not anymore, though. It's a new day. it's a new day.
Oh, yes.
All right, so let's repeat our questions, which if heretofore...
You said it again.
I said heretofore, going unanswered.
And you're not ashamed of it.
I'm not ashamed of using heretofore. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Which oddball Detroit Tigers pitcher was nicknamed the Bird? Second question remaining. In the book of Acts, there was an apostle named Barnabas. What does the name Barnabas mean? And since I've had kind of a history question answered, I'm going to replace it with one. In what year was the United Nations formed? In what year was the United Nations formed?
Here's what I've got. What baseball team suffered from the curse of the Bambino? That's question number one. Number two, a person described as a towhead has what color hair?
Come here, you little towhead.
A person described.
Better get over here, you little towhead.
Towhead.
You're going to get a whooping, you little towhead.
Tim likes it.
There's all kind of uses of that word.
If I have to stop this car, you little towhead. Every one of you towheads is spanking.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, how about this when you're back in the back seat saying, he touched me, she's looking out my window. You remember when your dad would hold the wheel with one hand and then he'd flail his arm around over the seat with the other hand and you're ducking and diving, you know?
My wife, Allison, she told her dad, I may have told this story before, they were on vacation. They were going from Tupelo to Gulf Shores, Alabama. And they got that about 4 hours down near Mobile. And her dad said, if you don't stop doing what she had, a brother and sister said, if you don't stop doing what you're doing back there, I'm turning this car around. We're going to go, you know. And she said, for some reason, I just said, no, you're not.
you're too involved.
Right,
too
right. She was old enough to figure out he ain't going 4 hours on a 6-hour trip and going to turn around. So she decided, and she said, pulled over on the side of the highway. And that's back when they used a belt.
Commenced to beat.
Oh, yeah. She regrets that.
And the South is called a whooping.
It's a
whooping. She got a whooping.
This is back before all the child laws came in.
And nowadays, people, back then, people would drive out of the window and die, give her another one.
she said the belt came off and... It was
and he said, well, you're right, but you're not going to like the alternative.
That's right. All right. Did we finish our question?
No, I was on towhead. That got us off track there. Yeah. A person described as a towhead has what color hair? Then my third question, true or false? Albert Einstein never learned to drive a car. Is that true or false?
Mm-hmm. All right. Here are I've got two, and I'll get a new one here in a minute, but... here's my first one. Name the world's largest island. Name the world's largest island. And number two.
Is that a question or an opportunity? Are you telling us we can or you're asking us?
I believe in you, Ed. I do. Name the world's biggest island, but not you.
Eddie V. Eddie V. Island.
You don't want to get so big where people call you an island, Ed. That's not something you want to aspire towards.
I called this gal an island in high school, and I'm not going to say she was big, but her class picture was an aerial photo, and she had a bicycle that was built for two, and one time she fell down and she rocked herself to sleep. Now that right there is a sad story.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Folks, we have no control over that. That's just some kind of thing that comes out of JJ
We've tried casting it out, but it just won't. We just don't have enough faith.
It don't work. All right. I know don't work is incorrect English, people, but so don't email me.
Yes.
Do not work. It do not work. All right. Here's my second one. Lesson up. Here's the second one. A farmer has 5 haystacks in one field and 4 haystacks in another. How many haystacks would he have if he combined them all into one field? That is the question at hand. All right. Take a break right here. We're going to take a break right here. We're going to come back. We got another hour of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
Yeah.
We're not going to come back and repeat the questions. We're just going to get the calls like Joel in Oklahoma, Phyllis in Virginia, Michael in Kansas, Rocky in Texas, George in Louisiana, and Mike in Ohio. We're going to move through these calls as fast as we can, but we also want to stop and appreciate the learning that's going on.
We're going to smell the roses.
Stop and smell the roses.
We're going to eat a sandwich.
You look out there on the horizon, it is expanding for you even as we speak.
I got another funny story about stop and smell the roses when I get back.
All
okay?
Right. We'll
remind
you.
We're going to take a break right here. We'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Next time on Today's Issues, as accusations fly, cooler heads are beginning to prevail.
You know, it just kills me. I talked about this on my program In the Trenches, airing Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. I ran down this whole litany list of how is he racist? How is he bigoted? How is he homophobic?
Jeremy Wiggins will be in, and newsmen Fred Jackson and Steve Jordahl will report and help analyze the latest. Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR.
Hey, our Holy Land tour in March is filling up. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We only go one time a year to Israel, and that's in March. And our tour leaves the 9th and gets back on the 17th. And as I say, we don't have a whole lot of space left on this tour. So if you'd like to go with us and see the Holy Land, you need to give us a call at 800-FAMILIES, option 5, and we'll send you a brochure. 800-FAMILIES, with an S, option 5, and leave us your name and your address. We'll send you a brochure. Or go online at twholyland.com, twholyland.com. Again, we're going to Jerusalem and Bethlehem and Jericho and Nazareth and the Sea of Galilee and the Jordan River. All those places and much, much more. So join us on this very special tour of Israel in March.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. One of my favorite projects here at Fox News Radio is my annual Christmas show. It's a two-hour extravaganza taped before a big audience at Bellevue Baptist Church in Memphis, Tennessee. Sort of like Grand Ole Opry meets Prairie Home Companion. Good, family-friendly fun. Well, this year I reached out to the Army, hoping one of their ensembles might be able to perform. But the other day I received a rejection letter. The Army said they had investigated my Christmas show and determined it was religious, and their musicians are not allowed under law to perform in religious shows. Well, I hate to break it to the military, but the reason my show is religious is because Christmas is a religious holiday. Jesus is the reason for the season. Folks, this is a classic example of the anti-Christian hostility that's infected the Obama Pentagon. Let's just hope President-elect Trump puts a stop to this nonsense. I'm Todd Starnes.
Back when television was television. I don't know what that means, but the Little Rascals.
Little Rascals there. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and J.J. the Pratt of Owensboro, Kentucky, Jasper here. And we go back to the phones, Professor
Oh,
Ed.
We're right at it then.
Back
we're
at
right,
it.
Well, you had some kind of...
I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay, all right. So we go back to Oklahoma. Joel is on the line. Joel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All Good. Right, Brother Joel. How you doing, my friend?
Well, I've been listening for, I'd say, the past 6 weeks. I've been trying to get on every week, and
well,
I've been missing it by just a few minutes. So I feel very, very blessed that I've been able to jump on here.
Well, don't blow it, Joel. Okay, this is your one chance.
Well, I'm going to harness my inner Einstein. I think I know that one, but I also have a question that I don't think you guys can answer.
Oh, no, that's a challenge we take seriously,
man,
Joel.
We got
our backup now.
Bow up a little bit here.
Go ahead.
Which question you want to try to answer?
I'll answer the Einstein.
Joel, here's the question. Yep. Let me repeat the question. Yep. It's a true or false question. Albert Einstein never learned to drive a car. Is that true, Joel, or false?
Well, I know he was good at one major thing, and that was math. He wasn't able to really talk until he was 5 and wasn't able to really tie his shoes. So I'm going to say that it was true that he was not able to drive a vehicle, or he did not drive a vehicle.
Joel, it is 100% true.
Really?
And I like what one writer said. One writer said, like hair care, it was just something that didn't interest him.
Like hair care.
Okay.
Wow. So yeah. Einstein couldn't drive a
Brilliant
car.
Brilliant genius. In fact, the nation of Israel once invited him
To be prime minister.
Will you lead our country? But he didn't never learned to drive a car.
Well,
you're
also,
right, Joel.
Wasn't big on hair care either.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We just said that.
The question?
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying any attention. I was texting. See, I was texting and doing a radio show. I think that's illegal. You can be fined. Anyway, who's next?
All right, Joel has an unanswerable question. Go ahead, Joel.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to be going into the comic and Marvel side of things. Tony Stark, Iron Man, he had a robot named Jarvis, J-A-R-V-I-S. Do you guys know what that acronym stands for?
What, man, you're third level comic book right there. I think Ed's the only one who's got a shot.
I would have, if you just asked the name of the robot, I could have, but I can't.
Yeah. Ed's the only one among us that dresses up in character and goes to those conventions, so we're going to let him at least try.
Actually, if I could afford to go, I'd probably take my son along. We probably would go.
Yeah.
Maybe my daughter-in-law. She's kind of a little bit.
Everybody's got their way of escaping.
Little inner geek. Yeah. Well, it's not an escape.
Well, we don't know.
Not an escape, Tim. Superheroes are real. Okay? So this is not like Bigfoot.
Who's going to tell Ed about Santa Claus, JJ?
hey,
what does it stand for?
Do you have any idea?
No. Okay. What's it stand for, Joel?
It stands for just a rather very intelligent system.
Wow, Tony Stark really fell down on that one, didn't he? he didn't put much thought into that.
Hey, thanks, Joel. Yeah. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Catch you later.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'll tell you that real quickly. What were we talking about?
Roses.
Oh, yeah. So this is 15 years ago or so. We got our three kids are at home. They're probably 12, 10. Anyway, so my oldest son, Wesley, he did something to upset his mother. Okay.
Yeah.
My wife, Allison.
Wesley did?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. He didn't do this much, but something upset his mother, and we were in the backyard, she and I. And we're like raking leaves and doing some stuff in the backyard. And the kids aren't home. And she had just talked to him on the phone. And she was upset. We had him about, I don't know what it was about. But anyway, she goes, I'll tell you one thing. That boy better wake up and smell the roses. and she was upset. But I still felt the need to say something about that metaphor mix up right there. You know, because, I mean. I said, I think you mean wake up and smell the coffee, honey. She turned and looked at me like, no. I'll use any metaphor I want to right now. You just need to get back to raking.
If you're a typical husband, those words came out of your mouth as your brain was going,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. You learn. Right. Yeah, right. You learn. Right.
And you know, it's so funny to hear people do. They'll be so excited telling something. Said, I could do that if I had one eye tied behind my back. And you're like, I think you missed a little bit of that.
Right. Yeah, that makes
so
my
don't
skin
correct
boil.
The moral of that story is do not correct a woman on her metaphors.
Yes.
When she's
upset.
She's upset. It's not worth it.
That's what I always told my
it's
kids.
It's not worth it.
Don't poke the bear.
Metaphorically.
Yes.
I'm not calling you Mama a bear. Okay, don't tell her that. All right, back to the phone.
All right, we're going to go to the fine
state. She can
be
a bear.
Okay, so now you're getting close to the line, Tim, where your mind is saying don't
do it.
Kansas, Michael, Trivia Friday, welcome.
Thank you. I guess I'll go ahead and try both.
Okay, Michael, which question you want to try to answer?
I guess I'm going to try the JJ's baseball.
Here we go, Michael. What baseball team suffered from the curse of the Bambino?
Now, I don't know this answer, but I'm just going to try and guess and say the Boston Red Sox.
Woo! Yes!
Way to go.
Boston Red Sox.
Way to go.
Well, they suffered that curse until 2004.
Right.
Explain that for folks that don't know, Ed.
Well,
about
the Red Sox,
selling,
the Red Sox
trading off.
Yeah,
the
traded,
great Bambino.
Sold the great Bambino,
Babe Ruth.
And that was the last year the Red Sox won the World Series. I think that was 1918. And the Red Sox, and they to the New York Yankees, and the Red Sox to win the World Series, to get to the World Series, came back from a 3-0 deficit in games, won 4 in a row over the New York Yankees. Mm-hmm. Almost mythical.
Yeah.
Kurt Schilling with the bloody
sock.
All
that, ever since when they traded him and they were doing so well, then they just couldn't win their way out of a wet paper bag.
And they had the second longest winless streak in terms of the World Series to the Cubs, who just of course won it this year.
Right.
So
hey, great, Michael, great. Way to go. What's your question for us?
Hey, it's a Bible question. So what two specific things did Paul say must take place before Jesus can return to gather us to him?
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Michael, so don't say yes or no yet. All right, guys, I think son of perdition must
be
arise.
Revealed.
The son of destruction be revealed. Let's see, what is the other one? Oh, the great falling away, the apostasy. Does that sound all right with you guys?
Mm-hmm. We'll go with that.
All right, that's Michael. That's going to be our answer, Michael.
You guys are 100% correct, and you also helped me debunk the false doctrine of the imminent return of Christ. Thank you very much, guys.
Okay. Well, just for future reference, we don't do theological kind of things.
Actually, I do
arguments.
Actually, I do. I want to go ahead and tell you how many angels can dance on the head of a pin, and we'll get that question. Then we're gonna just.
Well, you give me that burst. I got a burst to take care of that one.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Have a great
weekend.
Remember
one verse you got about the number of angels?
I
got two back at you. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You're listening to, we also call this
Learning University.
JJ's just now reaching puberty at age 62, whatever it is.
That was JJ. I'm a real boy.
Well,
I'm tired of doing the Barry White, Learning University.
I understand.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I just
want something different.
Unless it's offensive to people, I'm going to go with the
high-pitched
Pinocchio voice from Shrek.
It is offensive, so I'd skip that.
Skin boil.
All right. Let's repeat our questions that have heretofore gone unanswered. Go ahead, Professor Ed.
All right. Which oddball Detroit Tigers pitcher was nicknamed the Bird? Bible question. In the book of Acts, there was an apostle named Barnabas. Pardon?
Was there really?
There was.
Barnabas.
What does the name Barnabas mean? And a history question. In what year was the United Nations formed?
The United Nations, when were they formed? They were also known as something else.
They were also known as...
They were known as
the United Nations.
No, they were... Anyway, I'll get to that. We'll get to that
Glorified
later.
Debating Go Society.
Ahead. Here's what I've got. First question...
By the way, you used up your high pitch for
So it is irritating.
Yeah, for this half hour anyway, if you can just
I'll tell you what you could do, though, that would be a lot less irritating. If you want to start scratching on a chalkboard, that would make us feel
my
a little
fingernails
bit better.
Down.
Yeah, with your... Hey, here's my first question. A person described as a towhead has what color hair? Second question, I'm going to add one.
Where you look, towhead?
With Thanksgiving right around the corner. Which amino acid is linked to turkey's drowsiness-inducing properties? Let me make this question a little easier.
Yeah, please do.
What is it in turkey that makes us sleepy? What is it in the turkey that makes us sleepy?
Is it the pumpkin pie?
Is that why all the men are laid out on Thanksgiving afternoon?
It's medical. It's for real.
Yeah.
You guys have heard of this. I know
the answer.
Yeah, you
to
do.
It.
Yeah, it's for real.
That's a legitimate medical excuse for napping. Am I right?
Absolutely. That's why everybody's
every Sunday,
conked
though.
Out watching the game.
I remember leaving some of our family gatherings, and Allison would say, "You didn't talk to anybody. You sat there and slept." And now I have a good...
Right.
You got a doctor's excuse.
Not my fault.
No.
Right.
No,
well,
you're a victim.
What do you want me to do? Not eat turkey on Thanksgiving? I'm coming up.
Well, I got to say, we don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
We
haven't in for 10 years.
Call yourself an American?
I do. And we eat ribs.
Oh, do you?
On 10 years ago. Well, because at church, we always had Thanksgiving meal on Sunday.
You get wore out with it if you eat it 4 or 5 days.
So we have ribs and all the fixings every Thanksgiving.
Well, really, breaking with having their own family tradition over there.
Right. Yeah. We're not in bondage.
Right.
To the traditions of men.
It's not. No, legalism. Don't give in, Ed. Don't give in to that turkey legalism.
Back to my questions. The third, I want to add a new one, number three, Bible question. How did Judas signal the identity of Jesus to the Roman officials? Remember when the mob came to get him? How did Judas signal the identity of Jesus to the Roman officials?
Had something to do with his ringtone, wasn't it? Judas had a special...
No, he yelled out in a real high-pitched voice.
Don't do it again. No, Ed, don't do it again, please. All right, here are my three questions. Name the world's largest island. The world's largest and or biggest island. What is the name of that place? Number two, a farm... Listen closely. Zero in, people. Here you go. A farmer has 5 haystacks in one field and 4 haystacks in another. how many haystacks would he have if he combined them all into one field? All right, there's your second question. Here's my third. Which is correct to say, the yolk of the egg is white, or the yolk of the egg are white? Which is correct, the correct English? Which is correct to say, the yolk of the egg is white, or the yolk of the egg are white? Do you get that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, back to the phones.
All right, back to the phones we go. And we go to Texas. We've been in Texas a couple of times here today. Rocky is on the line. Got to love that name. Welcome to the program, Rocky.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to do both with y'all today. I could answer a few of those, but the one that I want to put to rest, I reckon, is the one that Tim is posing about the farmer in the haystack.
All right, let's repeat the question.
Let me repeat it real quick, Rocky, and then you take this question down. Here you go. A farmer has five haystacks. This is a riddle. A farmer has five haystacks in one field and four haystacks in another. How many haystacks would he have if he combined them all into one field?
Well, in my mind, if he combined them all, he's only got one haystack.
Yeah, Rocky.
Wow.
You know what? You had me on that one, Tim.
You had me.
Yeah. I was going to say nine.
I said nine.
Yeah. Well, you know, on a riddle, usually the obvious is not the right. How'd you figure that one out, Rocky?
Well, we do a lot of hay down here. If you got a lot of piles in one pasture and you move all in piles to another pasture that's got a pile already and it's all in one pile, it's one pile.
I love it.
And there's nothing funny about hay, is there?
Yeah.
Hey, I can't.
There's a lot of work in hay.
Rocky, love your name, and I can't let this slip by without saying, yo, I really feel like a dog, you know, because Adrian's not here to hear about the haystack question. Yo.
Well, let me tell you what's worse about my first name is my last name. Being in the Marine Corps, having a name like Massengale, I was Sergeant Disposable and Sergeant.
Oh, my word.
And the hygiene.
I was
pretty well ribbed pretty hard.
I can imagine. Well, you deserved Rocky for your first name then. If you had to go through that kind of ridicule.
It wasn't quite Sue, but my dad named me right.
Hey, Rocky, what's your question for us?
I have a question. Having been in the Marine Corps and having gone through a few boards to get promoted, I had some meritorious promotion boards, and those guys up there at the front would ask you these funky questions, you know, like how many holes in a sea rat cracker and stupid stuff like that. But my question for y'all is, there's an item on a military base, and they would ask you how many trucks are on this base. And I wanted to know if y'all know what they were referring to.
Okay, so I'm not following the question. There's an item that
the question is a question from the board, the Marine Corps promotion board. These guys, it was made up of majors and lieutenants and captains and, you know, gunnery sergeants and master sergeants. Well, they would ask you some stupid questions sometimes, and they were just checking you, you know, like what type of flags there are, blah, blah, blah. Well, they had one of these questions that they would try to trip you up with, and they would say, how many trucks are on this base?
Okay.
What were they referring to?
All right, guys, obviously the truck is a different, you know, there's a different name that they all refer to. That's I'm sure that must be.
But I don't know what it is.
Clue.
Yeah. You got us. What's the answer, Rocky?
The truck that they were referring to is the ball at the top of the flagpole.
I almost said that because something about the flagpole has a gun and a something else, and it's like a last
and
effort.
That thing if you're... up at the... Yes, sir. That thing at the top is called the truck.
I did not know.
Learned something today.
Sure did.
Thanks, Rocky.
Thanks, appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for your service, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Y'all have a great day.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio it is. Thank you for calling and listening. I think we're live video streaming at Facebook Live, aren't we? Facebook Live. So if you want to check that out in studio where you got the cameras rolling here. We need to keep going. We need to repeat our question.
Let's do one more question, then we can repeat it. I mean, one more caller.
Okay, let's go.
We go to George in Louisiana. George, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, thank you.
Good morning. You are welcome, sir. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to try to do both before I run out of phone signal.
Okay, which question you want to try to answer?
The one about Judas.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right, let's repeat the question.
George, here's the question. How did Judas signal the identity of Jesus to the Roman officials?
With a kiss on Jesus' cheek.
That's right.
On Jesus' cheek.
Yeah, you're right. He kissed Jesus. He was betrayed by a kiss.
Right. Excellent.
And that's,
Good job.
Use that expression today, oftentimes. Yeah.
What's your question for us, George?
Okay. Which state capital has the highest elevation?
All right, before we give an answer, let us talk amongst ourselves here, and don't say yay or nay, George.
Colorado, knee-jerk, that comes to mind, because it's a mile
knee-jerk,
high
knee-jerk, it's Denver,
city.
I think.
Yeah.
Is it Colorado Springs? What's the capital
no
of Denver?
Knee-jerk Colorado, as far as I know. I think it's just, huh? Maybe, is it?
Well, it depends on how many haystacks.
I'm bad on my state capital.
I want to say Denver is, but you know, Santa Fe
that's
going to
be 5,000.
Is Santa Fe, New Mexico, aren't they?
Desert. Yeah, it's plateau.
Okay.
It's high desert.
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to be higher than 5. Well, it just may be.
George.
Take a guess, Tim.
You go with you, Santa Fe.
I'll go Santa Fe, New Mexico.
You're right.
Wow.
Hey.
That's the leader of the university
there. I'll bet you, George, 9 out of 10 people would say Denver right there. Just because that's the mile high city, you know, it comes to. I'm assuming Denver's the state capital of Colorado. I think it is. Yeah, but anyway, Santa Fe. Yeah, all right.
So somebody out there said Florida, and that's discouraging.
Yeah.
One time I was watching an old movie. This is 20 years ago or so, and it was about these bank robbers, and they were supposedly on the Florida-Alabama state line. That was in the movie scene. They were talking about, and they had a sign. Outside the car, you know, as they were passing by, they were passing from Florida to Alabama, and in the background were mountains. And it was filmed in Hollywood. It was the Hollywood Hills, you know,
out there
in Southern California. It was complete Southern California terrain, and it had a Florida Alabama sign.
Yet people in Hollywood think they're smarter than everybody else.
Well, and how many times have you been watching a cowboy movie? And then you see the contrails from the jet up in the sky.
Smoke signals.
Was that it for?
That's it.
A Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Ed, go ahead and repeat your questions.
All right. Baseball question. Which oddball Detroit Tigers pitcher was nicknamed the Bird? Bible question. In the book of Acts, there was an apostle named Barnabas. What does the name Barnabas mean? And a history question. In what year was the United Nations formed? I'm not asking you whether you like the United Nations. Just tell me when it came into being.
JJ.
A person described as a towhead has what color hair?
I'm over here, you little towhead.
Second question. Which amino acid is linked to the turkey's drowsiness-inducing properties? In other words, what in the turkey makes us sleepy?
Mama Jimmy called me a towhead.
Well, just call him a turkey and tell him he's got amino acid, high levels of amino acid, making him inducing some sleepiness properties.
That'll teach him to quit bullying.
And if I can add one, this is a hard Bible question. You know where the Apostle Paul sort of links all of his credentials. Well, what tribe is Paul from? What tribe is Paul from?
All right, I got two questions here that have heretofore gone unanswered. Name the world's biggest island. That has not been answered yet. That's really disappointing that has not been answered yet by our listening audience, by our student body.
Better get on it, folks.
Our student body's yet to answer that one. Here's my second question. Here it is. Which is correct to say? The yolk of the egg is white. Or the yolk of the egg are white, which is the correct way to use that expression or to say that. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Our phone number is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 if you want to call and be on the air with us. If you've called and gotten on with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. We We want to get as many new people on the program as possible. Ed, back to the phones we go.
We go to Virginia. Phyllis is on the line. Phyllis, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hi, Phyllis. Good morning. Still good morning.
Yeah, Phyllis, thanks for calling. And where in Virginia do you live?
Richmond.
Richmond, okay. A lot of great listeners to AFR in Richmond. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
All right, which one do you want to take a shot at?
Actually, I know several, but I'm going to reach out. I'm going to do the toe-headed one, but I'm going to switch and do which amino acid is linked to drowsiness from eating turkey.
Phyllis, here's the question. Which amino acid is linked to turkey's drowsiness-inducing properties?
That would be tryptophan.
Tryptophan. Yes. Tryptophan.
Man, where are you?
Phyllis, I'm writing an excuse right now. I've got this, please excuse Tim from being sleepy during the holidays. He is experiencing high levels of tryptophan. All you need to do is get a doctor to sign that, Tim.
Tryptophan overdose.
Phyllis, where do they mine that? Isn't that in Virginia?
In Turkey.
Oh, man, I just know.
Well, we've got an excuse. It wasn't all in our head.
Yeah, right. I can't help it. My tryptophan kicked in.
My tryptophan levels are so high they can't even test my triglycerides.
I'm worried about it, and you're getting on to me.
They've pricked my finger, and gravy has come out. get off my case.
All right, Phyllis.
You got a question for us?
I do.
All right, go ahead.
Name an 8-letter word with only one vowel.
Name a what?
An 8-letter word with only one vowel.
Where is Pat Sajak when you need him? Urbana White.
With only one vowel.
Man, that's an ocean. That's a question. That's like fishing in an ocean. I don't know, that's a bad metaphor. What am I looking for here?
I don't know. I had too much tryptophan. It's hard for me to think right now.
I don't know.
You know what?
I'm stumped.
This is one of those
Wait,
questions.
Now, what is one of those things that's the longest word that you can type with one hand on the keyboard or whatever, and there's another that's like,
yeah, there's
only got one
there's
vowel,
questions
vowel.
Like that.
There's several like that, and I'm thinking it's something. Well,
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious keeps coming to mind, but I know that's got a lot of
vowels. That's hard
to
use in a sentence, though. Yeah, think about it. Yeah. Use it in a sentence.
I think you got us, Phyllis. You stumped
what
us.
Is
What's
it?
The answer?
Phyllis. It's Phyllis.
It is.
Strength.
Phyllis.
Strength.
Strength.
You do not have the mental strength to come up with the answer.
Yeah. Oh,
strength.
Did she just put us down?
You know what? I'm so
eloquently. It was my using it in a sentence.
Yes,
oh,
you did it.
Yeah, but that was subtle. That was subtle. But
I'm so tired from all the tryptophan. I can't even get offended by what I think might have been put down. But
you need to get some help, Ed. And deal with that tryptophan problem.
I could quit anytime I want.
Yeah,
it's like when people tell us we have a face for radio, and we say thank you, and then you kind of think about it. You say, I think that's a compliment.
I think it's a compliment. Hey Phyllis, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We love our listeners.
Okay, most of them. When we get back from the news,
5-minute break.
By the way, this, and I'm serious about this, it was reported on Fox News before I came into the studio this morning that Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama will be the new Attorney General in the Trump administration. Did
wow,
you see that?
Yeah. What a good pick.
I hate losing him in the Senate, but he'll be an excellent Attorney General. And that's not trivial. We'll be back in 5 minutes with more Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.